Roots of Armodoxy, Bush. Gender equality, tolerance, scientific models of the universe, all topics of discussion in our world today. And it might surprise you that the Armenian Church priest and scholar Mkhitar Ghosh was discussing these topics and had formulated expressions that even today many contemporary thinkers are hesitant to conclude. Mkhitar Ghosh's descriptors are many. He was a scholar, a writer, a public figure, thinker, and a priest living in the 12th century. He was a representative of the Armenian Renaissance. At Goshivank, a large statue of this giant of Armenian history greets you as you walk up the hill to enter this sanctuary and the adjoining buildings. This was a center of learning, of education, and housed its own library. Father Tatios, who is the dynamic head of this monastery, and he doesn't hide his enthusiasm, neither for Mkhitar Ghosh nor for Goshivank. As a seat of education, he points out how many of the artifacts spoke to the brilliance of the people and the times. For instance, a large cross stone, Khachkar, stands tall to tell a story of heaven and earth relations. It may not seem very unusual to see earth depicted as a large sphere, until you learn that this stone was carved in the 6th century, some 600 years before the Inquisition in Europe. In other words, Armenians had already understood the earth to be round and rejected the flat earth concept. Ghosh had written about equality of the sexes. He had advocated for health care and autopsies to give reasons for death so that medicine could advance. Ghosh was certainly ahead of his time, at least by a millennium. Even more, this monastery featured large spaces for learning, with rooms and spaces dedicated to the preservation of books. The double-walled, climate-controlled rooms of this 12th-century structure preserved manuscripts and books of knowledge. But of course, these rooms were no match for the ignorance of the enemy who found ways of burning and destroying these treasures of thought. Even the architecture at Goshivank was ahead of its time, with Lego-like notches. The stones are set into place to remain in place in this earthquake-prone region. Mkhitar Ghosh and the work done at Goshivank are expressions of progressiveness without the cost of spiritual degradation. Often science and religion are thought to be mutually exclusive. In fact, just the opposite is true. Mkhitar Ghosh is only one example of those who dared to understand the spirit and the soul as sixth and seventh senses that needed to be developed. The famous troubadour Sayat Nova is another example of one who became a priest to explore the inner depths of the heart. A great man of wisdom once said, "The only limits that we have in the world are the ones we place on ourselves." It is so true. When we discount the role of spirit in our lives, we have placed the greatest limit on ourselves because we have negated half of our humanity. In Einstein's words, science without religion is lame. Religion without science is blind. We pray today, Lord our God, you have created all things with wisdom. Accept us as your creatures in your womb. May we marvel at the things we do see and celebrate the mysteries of the unseen. And in all things, may we express ourselves with joy and love.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.